Good morning, it's Cecily Knobler. I've got your movies. Let's start with Frozen, the latest animation from Disney starring the voice of Kristen Bell, and really no other big names. I kind of like that. I always hated seeing a preview for an animation movie that's like, and Megan Fox as the voice of the porcupine. It's like, I don't think people are really watching her for her acting abilities, you know? Know your strengths, Megan. Frozen is the story of a young woman whose town gets trapped in an ice spell. She goes on an adventure to unfreeze it and bring warmth back. So there's a lot of fun cast of characters, including a talking snowman, which really threw me off, because I'm sorry, snowmen don't talk. Or do they? After tequila. I'll cut to the chase. This was adorable. It's a little loud and Disney-esque, but it's beautifully animated, and there are some fabulous musical numbers, and yes, there's music, like old animation used to have. I think that's what I love the most. Great message, great for the holidays. Let's go A-/B++. Also opening is Old Boy, a remake starring the newly rehabbed Josh Brolin. High hopes, as this was directed by Spike Lee, whom I love, and also stars Samuel L. Jackson, who I double love. But the plot about a guy who's trapped in a room slash box for 20 years and then becomes really violent while he tries to figure out what happened just doesn't do it for me. Although having been a mime in high school, I do relate to the trapped in a box thing. We all know that, right? That's not new news that I was a mime in high school. We're going to move on for now. Overall, I thought this remake was unnecessary and unpleasant. D-/F+. I was not able to screen the film Black Nativity starring Angela Bassett and Forest Whitaker, whom I truly loved this year in The Butler. Looks sweet to me. Can't say for sure. So either way, happy holidays. Enjoy the turkey. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.